broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are back, broadcasting live from Georgia Technology Summit 2024. Stone Payton, Sharon Klein here with you. We are not in studio. We are here at the Signia Hotel. It is so much fun. I've mentioned in the last couple of conversations, there are a lot of IQ points walking this carpet here. And it's been so much fun catching up with some old friends, making some new ones. This is going to be a fun one. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone, founder of Collective Insights Consulting and eHire, the man himself, Kyle Tot Hill. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. What an exciting day. Super energized to have the mayor and the governor come. And as the board chair for TAG for 2024, I couldn't be more excited and happy with the results so far. It's a packed house. We sold out all of our tickets. And it's super exciting.
I can only begin to imagine what it must take, time, energy, resources, just to get something like this in motion, much less pull it off. And you guys have done it, man.
It's a process. It starts many, 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 many months, in some cases years in advance. And it takes a committee of very committed volunteers and TAG staff to plan it, the logistics, you know, the invitations, the sponsorship, raising the money. And TAG is primarily a volunteer-led organization. Mm. It has a staff, but most of the big events that we pull off are led by our board members or our executive committee members or volunteers.
So whenever we are talking to an organization about coming out and doing an on-site broadcast, we tell them, you know, we'd really like to visit with a handful of bright, passionate people. If you've got anybody like that in mind, line them up for us. We never run short of that at a TAG event.
Yeah, this is this organization was started 25 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and a handful of the technology community stakeholders, people from, you know, SWID or from the Southeastern Software Association, or a handful of smaller groups, you know, decided that it'd be way better to get together, put together a collaborative ecosystem and manage that from a single platform. And they named it TAG and started it right after the Olympics, like maybe a couple of years after that, give or take. And it's amazing to see the power of a connected ecosystem and what the power of a sharing ecosystem really can do. And those founders and early TAG leaders had no idea what was in store, but they knew there was a wave coming and they rode it. And so there's a lot of brilliant people that have moved to Atlanta. There's a lot of folks that companies that have come to Atlanta, and you said IQ points. I tell you, it's an honor just to be around a lot of these folks and some of our great entrepreneurs, great tech leaders, great business leaders. It's great.
So you've clearly chosen to take on some leadership responsibility here in the TAG organization. And you've done it long enough now to know better if you didn't enjoy it. Yeah, and right. not continue to do it. So I'm operating under the impression that you do enjoy it a great deal. What is the most rewarding about that part of your life? What's the most fun about being that integrally involved in TAG for you?
Well, number one, you know, I'm committed to being a stakeholder in the community in which I serve. And I think that's just utterly natural for me. I'm a extrovert. This is like the ultimate extrovert's paradise. But I think what gives me a lot of joy is seeing the impact that this community can have. And, you know, as the chair and someone that's been on the executive committee for a while and been focused on shaping the vision of the organization, I really have encouraged the organization to open its aperture. TAG is really now kind of the Innovation Association of Georgia. We're serving such a broader community of people, and we're making a lot of change. And, you know, I mean, what's not to like being a part of ATL, being part of our success story, being here at these transformative times, and being involved with all these great people doing amazing things, you know, from scoring big and making big money and making people wealthy all the way to mobilizing people's careers that weren't in tech that now are in tech and have access to, you know, to the richness of this type of career.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Collective Insights, man. Sure. Tell us what you're up to with that.
Well, Collective Insights started in 2015. We founded it out of eHire, which is a professional recruiting organization. Mm. We help build high-performance technology and sales organizations and do search work for a pretty diverse set of organizations around around the country and around the world. And Collective Insights came out of that organization. So Collective Insights is a business transformation, technology modernization, and talent solutions business.
Wow, that's a mouthful. But it's, you said you were very
I'm working on shrinking it.
Nice.
I'm trying to make it more elegant. But I tell you, that's what we do. And you know, we serve global enterprise. So most of the organizations that Collective Insights serves are billion-dollar plus organizations.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you enjoy about that?
Wow. What do I enjoy about that? I enjoy building. I'm a builder. I'm a visionary, entrepreneur. I'm not a management consultant.
Right. Right.
I love helping people achieve their objectives, and I love helping leaders transform their businesses. And I love being a part of the story. I mean, I think that's kind of what you get with me. And people know me. You're like, yeah, man, you just want to be in, don't you? You just want to be part of the know and part of the do and get after it. And I think that that's amazing. And when you're around people that are excellent, you know, like you said, high IQ points, high driven people, ambitious A players, it's infectious, right? So, I love Collective Insights. I love my ER team. I love the impact that we've made on the community and in the lives of our constituents. And, you know, I couldn't be happier and more passionate about it.
So I know you're wearing a couple of different hats while you're here, but how will you attack the day? What will you do with your time?
I'm going to meet a lot of people like this
really.
Guy.
It's hard to interview this guy and not be distracted because everybody knows him. He's a paparazzi covering the whole area, but no, it's fun.
So, number one, I wanted to get, you know, I introduced the mayor. I had the great honor of introducing our technology mayor, Andre Dickens, who's a total BA. If you've gotten a chance to know him, he's one of us. He went to Georgia Tech. I went to Auburn, but he went to Georgia Tech, which I call close to home. I grew up here in Georgia as well, in Roswell, and he's amazing. Governor Kemp has been amazing. So bringing those guys and getting those guys engaged, having both of them unite under one flag, it's pretty rare, and it's a model for the rest of the country. So I get pretty excited about that. You know, so that was a big part of the day. And then, you know, I've got an opportunity to introduce our Tag Impact Award, which is the award for the top volunteers inside of our organization.
Oh, neat.
So that's super cool. You know, I've got some dignitary responsibilities there, but my number one thing that I'm going to be doing today is pressing the flesh, man.
Yeah.
Connecting with great people, you know, hugging people that I know. You know, this is the one opportunity, you know, of the year that all of us come together in this disparate ecosystem. And it's great, man. You know, I get a lot of energy from it.
Well, I can tell that you actually draw energy from it. I know tomorrow you're probably going to crash, or the day after.
I'm getting on a plane and going to Costa Rica tomorrow with my family. So, like, this is like full burnout, like max burnout. My thank yous will go out tomorrow on the plane, and then I'm going to unplug for a few days.
All right, well, we're going to let you get back to it, but let's do leave our listeners with some easy coordinates for getting to learning more about Collective Insights, eHire, or connecting and learning more about Tag.
Well, the number one thing you can do if you want to learn a little bit about Collective Insights is follow us on LinkedIn. We push out a lot of content around some of the things that we're doing for our customers. We love to share our thoughts and our Collective Insights with everybody. So that's number one. And of course, you can visit the website, or you can just connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm at Kyle Todd Hill at LinkedIn. It's pretty easy for me. I was original LinkedIn guy many, many, many decades ago. So that's pretty easy. You know, if you want to learn about eHire, you can go to the website. It's really easy to schedule, you know, an appointment with one of our top recruiters or one of our top, you know, account managers to learn about how we can help you. If you want to engage with Tag, it's tagonline.org. I highly recommend that you look through Tag, look through some of the things that we're doing from a major events perspective. There's always an opportunity to lean in there, join Tag, or, you know, get engaged with our societies. We have 18 amazing societies. Some of them are tech related, some of them are functional related, whether it's marketing or sales leadership or our cloud society or InfoSec. If you're into it, get connected with that and get in and volunteer, get your hands dirty. You know, you're not going to get a ton out of Tag just coming to the events. I mean, you'll get connections and make some catalytic connections, but you really get a lot of value out of it when you lean in, lead, and it really does transform you into a leader when you get engaged with this organization. It's amazing, actually.
Well, keep up the good work. Enjoy some well-deserved time off. Don't be a stranger. You know, we're quite sincere when we say, let's do this again and let's stay connected. But it's been a real pleasure having you stop by and visiting with us, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Cheers. All right. We'll be back in a few from Georgia Technology Summit 2024.